Joining me today by phone is Steve Russo, director of East Kentucky Science Center in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. Thank you so much, Steve, for joining us.
Hi.
So today is March 2nd. It's a date that many people remember from Eastern Kentucky from 8 years ago about the devastating storms that hit. Can we talk about that for just a moment?
Yes, I remember that. I had just moved into Eastern Kentucky several months before, and when the tornado outbreak came coming through West Liberty and also roughly in my area of over here around Van Leer, and it was pretty frightening, even for me, who has a meteorology background and has been through tornadoes and hurricanes and blizzards before. It was still a pretty frightening thing when you hear those warning sirens go off, and all of a sudden you realize that, okay, there's a possibility something's going to be happening here. So I remember that very vividly, yes.
And how did it affect the area overall in Kentucky at that time?
Here in Prestonsburg, we were okay, but of course, West Liberty got hit very hard. I actually drove through the area about a month later, and it almost looked like something you see in a movie when they have a disaster. It was almost like it wasn't even real that something could do that much destruction and damage. And over here, more towards just past Prestonsburg, over towards Van Leer, Butcher Holler, we did have a couple of them go through there. Not directly through towns like it went through in West Liberty, but you could see the destruction of things happening. And here, many years later, there's actually still, in my area here of Van Leer, there's still some debris, like parts of like aluminum siding of houses that are still up in the trees because, you know, you couldn't get up that high to pull them down. So, and it was a pretty devastating event, those tornadoes coming through the area here.
And with this kind of severe weather that hits Kentucky around this time of year, you're having a special event this Saturday at the Science Center?
Yes. You know, March 1st through 7th is Severe Weather Awareness Week here in Kentucky. So in a sense, this is going to be the last day of that week. So we are having a Severe Weather Awareness Day. It's really, in a sense, being run by the National Weather Service in Jackson, Kentucky. They approached us about a year ago, asking if we would like to do something like this with them. We've never done this here. They've never done this over here in Eastern Kentucky. And I thought it was pretty exciting, again, having the background in meteorology and things like that. So we started planning for this a little more than a year ago, and now it's going to take place.
If you're just now joining me, my guest is East Kentucky Science Center Director Steve Russo. Steve, tell us a little bit about what people can expect this weekend at the event.
There's going to be at least a dozen organizations here, maybe more, that'll have tables set up to talk about all different kinds of severe weather, tornadoes, blizzards, flooding, things like that. You know, Mother Nature can throw a lot of different kinds of severe weather at people. So there'll be tables set up with different organizations that'll have flyers and talk about severe weather. We're also going to have several presentations here, a weather safety talk. There'll be a shortened weather spotter talk to tell people how they can get to be a weather spotter. We're going to have the American Red Cross here that's going to talk about kids preparing for disasters. The Kentucky MesoNet group is going to be here showing people how to use their website during different weather events, and there's going to be presentations by something known as COCORAS, which actually is a national organization that teaches people how to gather rainfall data and snowfall data. So they'll be here talking about that. We're going to have different things set up out in the parking lot, too. We're going to have different organizations. The AEP is going to set up their safety trailer. We're going to have the CAP here doing some demonstrations. Pikeville is supposed to be here with their rescue boat, and some amateur radio organizations are going to be set up to show how amateur radio helps people during disasters. So this is going to be a whole day of things relating to severe weather, the hands-on demonstrations, and also tables set up for people to get information how they can help and how they can learn about severe weather.
And is this open to everyone?
Yes, this event's open from 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and this is totally free. This is free admission to the Science Center that day because we want to team up with the National Weather Service and give people all this information. So this is adults, this is kids, 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, totally free of charge to the public.
Earlier you had said that this event was about a year in the making. Was there stumbling blocks along the way?
You know, not really. They just weren't sure about, like, our facility. We weren't sure what they wanted to do here. So once Jonathan and I, Jonathan from the National Weather Service in Jackson, started corresponding by phone, and he popped by every now and then, we started thinking of what we could do. And then it was just a matter of the National Weather Service office in Jackson getting hold of people to see if they wanted to come out here, do displays and things like that. So, you know, we never hit any stumbling blocks. Everything went pretty smooth, but something like this, you know, here at the Science Center, we've got to block off the dates and make sure it's okay for us to hold this on the college campus and make sure that we've got everything the National Weather Service needed, things like Wi-Fi, projection systems, tables and chairs. So, you know, it was just a thing that it just takes time to prepare something like this. But so far, everything's gone very smooth. We've had 3 or 4 conference calls with all these people, and we're all set to go with this.
What else do you do at the East Kentucky Science Center?
Well, basically, we're opened in the morning for school groups and things like that, and we teach different areas of science. We have over 40 different lessons that have to do with meteorology, animals, physics, chemistry, nanoscience, electricity. So kids come in here and do lessons, and then, of course, we have the planetarium, which is one of the most technologically advanced in the United States, and we do programs that have to do with astronomy, space science, NASA, and things like that. We also have an exhibit hall. And of course, that's where the folks are going to be set up here for the event. So we just teach all different kinds of science here. We sometimes do outreach programs. And then, you know, we try to join up with other organizations, in this case now the National Weather Service. But sometimes we do programming with a joint programming with the Challenger Learning Center or even the planetarium over at EKU. So, you know, we're here to teach school kids and the public about science. We're open Tuesday through Saturdays to the public in the afternoon. So, you know, this goes along with our mission of just trying to make the public more aware of the scientific world around them. So we're just real happy to team up with the Weather Service with this event we're holding.
And where can people go to find out more?
Well, we do have a Facebook page. It's East Kentucky Science Center and Planetarium. There also is an East Kentucky Science Center, but the planetarium part is the one that's run by us. So East Kentucky Science Center and Planetarium, like our page. I'm the one who runs that page, so, you know, people ask questions, I answer back. We put our calendars on there, and that's the best way to contact us is through our Facebook page, East Kentucky Science Center and Planetarium.
East Kentucky Science Center Director Steve Russo, thank you so much, Steve, for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome, and all excited to have this event.